The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. First up is the wisdom of a soft answer, because not every discussion needs to be a bull by the horns. Also, can a shortage of supplies be just what the great physician ordered? And in the third segment, a Bible baloney beat down.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavily talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. See that prevailing? That's really good. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Whether you have a praise report or a prayer request or we do trivia, it'll all work on this show. Anything will work because it's not professional radio. Nope, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let's start off with a small shout-out to our very good friend, Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you.
She can help you. Stephanie with New York Life Insurance Company can help you build the blocks. If you have no blocks for savings, nothing coordinated for life insurance, you got nothing that you've coordinated for what's up and coming, she can help you get that stuff together, which is a good idea. You can go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org and click on the link that goes right to her Facebook page, her website, or her LinkedIn connection. Anytime you want to get in touch with Stephanie, you're having any hard time, you get in touch with me, I will put you in direct contact. Her cell phone number, 214-499-5378. That's 214-499-5378. Shout out to her. I think she'll be in the studio a week from tomorrow. So that's always exciting to have people come into the studio because when they come into the studio, it's more fun. It's just a lot more fun. Okay, let's cover a couple of quick holidays. Nothing major today. Let's see if our fabulous Wonder Judy has any idea what is today.
I don't remember.
Okay. Is it puzzling to you?
Is it puzzle day?
It's puzzle day! That's right. See, there it goes. Also, National Corn Chip Day.
Oh, I like some corn chips, especially on a Frito pie.
Yeah. What? A free?
Frito pie.
Oh, Frito pie. I thought you said a Frito pie. I'm just trying to figure that out. For those that do not know, on this day, 1886, Carl Benz patented the gasoline-driven automobile. Wow. I've never owned a Benz. I have a relative that has a Benz. Do you know people that own Mercedes-Benz?
No. Okay. I mean, I've known a couple that own them, but not me.
You know, they love them. I mean, they really like the car. It's
until
like,
they have to buy new tires or have it fixed.
That's until you got to have an oil change. It's
yeah.
Like what? $1,000? What? For those that do not know, also on this day, remember we talked just the other day about the baseball being in the initial yesterday in 1901, in 1936 on this day were the first baseball Hall of Fame inductees, with the first one being Babe Ruth.
Nice.
And then Ty Cobb and Honus Wagner. That all makes sense. Makes 100% sense to me. Finally, on this day in 2002, United States President George W. Bush first used the term axis of evil. Let me point out, he was not the first person to use the term axis of evil. He was just the first person to use that in regards to North Korea, Iran, and Iraq. I'm just making sure that you guys know the difference. And as you know, on this show, I don't do a lot of politics. Have you noticed that? I'm kind of like very light on the politics. And you think, well, why is that? And it's like, Dave, are you a Democrat? No. Are you a Republican? No. I'm an independent. I'm a top center guy, just in case you hadn't figured that out yet. I am not a Republican. I am certainly not a Democrat. Okay? That's how I tell people. That's a nice way to say it. Here's what I'm looking at. Every time I turn on the news, and tell me if I'm wrong, I just want to throw up. Right? It's just like, blah. It's like I'd rather watch The Odd Couple from the 1960s than watch what's going on. It just seems like it's the most bizarre realm. And here's the sure way to know that there's bigger problems than you think. All of the news outlets, watch this. This will tell you everything you got to know. Are reporting what all of the news outlets are reporting. Now, you know what the problem with that is? The news people are the news. Here's a great one. Have you ever read a newspaper? Have you ever watched a news? Have you ever watched a newscast? You watch a newscast,
sure.
Right? Sure, right? You know, it's some other person that decides for you what the news is. The person, an editor, chooses
right.
what stories are on the front page. They're telling you what you should know according to them. I feel in my heart they should tell you what the lotto numbers are ahead of time, and that would be news. Not here's another depressing 2 hours of this, that, or whatever.
But then everybody would win the lottery, and you would.
And then it'd be worth nothing.
Yeah.
But that would be a whole other story. Okay. See, to me, I just look at this and I think, oh, Jesus, if you came back now, that would be fantastic. Okay, so have you ever gotten into a discussion? I have family. I have a brother that's on the far right, sister that's on the far left. That's why you never hear about my sister, okay? I'll just tell you. And sometimes, instead of fighting with our family, our friends, our coworkers, or some of the contacts that we have, even though you're probably right, there's a couple of scriptures that show there is a wise way to walk sometimes. Let me pull this up for you. This is out of Judges chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. Then the men of Ephraim said to Gideon, "What is this thing you have done, not calling us when you went to fight against Midian?" And they contended with him vigorously. But he said to them, "What have I done in comparison to you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abzer? God has given the leaders of Midian, Oreb, and Zeb into your hands. What was I able to do in comparison with you?" Then their anger towards him subsided when he said that. So what happened is, and just so you can get the understanding, the men of Ephraim were really mad at Gideon, and they were chomping at the bit, and they were yelling at him, and they were going after him. And you know what he said? "What have I done compared to you guys are fantastic." What he did, well, you might not like this, but listen to what he did. He humbled himself and told them how much he valued and appreciated them, and he used that as a smooth it over or wise strategy. Now, I know that the right, and you know, the righteous are as bold as a lion, but there are times when a soft answer turns away anger, and that's the appropriate course. You'll notice that when Jesus was spoken to, only when Pilate made a direct, incorrect theological statement referring to his own power did Jesus really speak up and get engaged. He didn't say anything to Herod. He wouldn't even talk to him. There are times where you can get engaged in a conversation with somebody, but not every time is the time for you to be the biggest bull in the room. Sometimes just being smoother and wiser is called for. Let me give you an example. If you're in a room and there are 100 Democrats and you're a Republican, that's probably not the time to get up on the table and say that Nancy Pelosi has more straws in her face than the ocean will ever have. That's probably not the time to do that. That's probably not the attitude to have. Sometimes it's got to be softened or dropped down a bit, only in lieu of the wisdom of the situation. Now, why do I say that? Because the contentions between family and friends and contacts are so high. The contentiousness is so high that some families cannot even get together because of their political differences. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb. I am. I'm going to do it right now, and you can get mad at me. I just don't think that's what God had in mind when he wanted man to guide men in other things and political aspects. I just don't think in God's economy he was thinking everybody should be so mad they never talk to one another, never say anything nice to each other, and if they have a social network, let them just blast each other to pieces. This is the danger or the problem of getting pulled into picking a side that sides with humanity versus picking a side that sides with God. I really hope our nation does well. And every day I pray for all, believe it or not, I pray for all the governmental officials that we have and all the leaders. I pray that the righteous influencers would rise up, and I pray that the unrighteous influencers, including the media, would fall down, and that God would make that declaration as to who that is. I don't mind getting into a discussion. I don't mind getting into debate. I don't mind getting into an argument. But when every conversation is so sharp and so divisive, methinks it's going a way bit too far. So if your life is consumed in that, and I'm not telling you not to listen to political shows, I'm not telling you not to read political books, I'm not saying any of that. I'm just saying if your life is so consumed that the only diet you can eat is politics, then there's a problem. Because there is a kingdom of God to advance and a declaration of truth to proclaim and a sharing of the gospel of Jesus Christ to prioritize. And I want it to be good too. I want the laws to reflect a better morality. Somebody once said, you can't legislate morality. That kind of statement is the dumb statements you got to just pass through, because all laws in regards to murder penalty, guilty, stealing, theft, injury, anything like that, that's all morality. So law is tightly involved with morality. Of course you can legislate morality. It's ridiculous. But what we do is we get so caught up in man versus man that we forget to remember top center. If God approached you and said, are you advancing my kingdom? As long as you can say absolutely, then it's good. But if you have to think about it, whether you're advancing the kingdom of man or the kingdom of God, not good. And the reason that I bring up this soft answer is that sometimes instead of getting into it and hurling rocks at one another and throwing things at one another, it is this element that we are talking about when it talks about turn the other cheek. It is this element that the scriptures guide us into: a gentle answer turns away anger. It is this element that we see that wisdom is justified by our children, of when you are sowing fruits of peace, because it's blessed as the peacemaker, not the war maker. And that's part of the Sermon on the Mount. And to ignore that is to ignore the direct teachings of Jesus Christ. Doesn't mean you don't take a stand, but it kind of does mean that you don't keep poking everybody's eye out every time you see something you disagree with. Okay? All right. We come back. We got a lot of spiritual stuff to cover. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Sometimes things go according to plan, sometimes not so much. The Lord will always help his kids, but he does want us to use the wisdom he gave us as well. Insurance solutions are a great key for using preventative wisdom. If things do go in a tougher direction, insurance can be used to fill in the gap. There's biblical evidence for preparing for the future. King David did this for Solomon and the temple. Stephanie Vasquez has joined forces with New York Life Insurance Company to help provide insurance needs to fill in the gap. Stephanie hopes you never have to use the insurance she brings to you for life solutions. But if you do, it's good to know there's someone there who can help. Stephanie Vasquez will help you fill in the gaps. Call her today at 214-499-5378 or go to LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's LinkedIn and type Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. Stephanie Vasquez, New York Life Insurance, and you. A threefold cord is not easily broken. Ecclesiastes 4:12.
The deterioration of the ecosystem or creation itself is definitely the result of man. You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
On Christ the Solid Rock, I stand.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Again, if you want to get any of our ins and out music, you can easily do that. Livinginhisgrip.com is where that music is, and it's free. I do want you to be aware, if you want to call us, 972-445-0770. You can call and say, howdy. Our website, hemustincrease.org. On our website, it's an opportunity to give, to donate to our nonprofit ministry. And here's the bottom line. If you give $20, I will not send you a Bible that's anointed. If you give $30, I will not make sure that you are penniless by sending you a penny in some kind of wrapper or in some kind of acrylic. If you give, we appreciate it. If you can't, we understand. If you're able to pray for us, we appreciate it. Best I got. Go to hemustincrease.org. Anything and everything is helpful. I mean, that's just the way that goes. I want to give a shout out to Kimberly McQuinn. Isn't that music mellowing? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you have rock and roll and it's like, you get, and then that music is like, our house is a very, 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 it's like really like calming music, isn't it? That's like what people should think. Cruises.
Especially since I lowered the hotness.
That was a good idea. It was a little hot. That's, you know, I'm the worst at those sound things, by the way. I have no bearing in whatsoever. I just know, well, that's what I wanted. It's just in there somewhere. Anyhow, if you want to get a hold of Kimberly, fantastic. She's going to be on, I'm thinking, either Tuesday of next week or the following Tuesday. Her phone number, 90348-HOMES. Look at that. 90348-HOMES. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a first-time buyer, experienced investor, foreclosure, short sale. Any of that. It doesn't matter. She is well experienced as a broker, as an associate. She's an associate realtor with Fathom Realty. So she's been involved in every facet there is. She's back in the biz. She's a part of our ministry here. She's a ministry partner, and we want to bless her, and we hope she does fantastic, and she's trying to bless the ministry. We think that's cool. We appreciate that. So if you have any questions, you can get in touch with me either by going to hemustincrease.org and asking, or just give her a holler at 90348-HOMES. Homes. Homes. If you're going to get a phone number and you're in real estate, Homes is the way to go.
That's good. That's just a great idea.
All right. Still praying. I'm having massive personal failing fear. Am I allowed to confess on this show? All right. All right, here's the deal. I'm not perfect. I'm probably not the most flawed person in the United States, but darn near close. Okay, I'm not perfect. I'm having fear. I'm having a get over the fear kind of thing in regards to the PhD scenario. The only reason I'm struggling is because I saw what the book list. You want to hear this book list? Here's my book list for the first 8 weeks. 6 books that I would have to read. I would have to write 3 papers, somewhere between 2,500 and 3,000 words on each of those, plus another 600 5 times throughout the process. What am I doing?
Well, just channel the words that always come out of your mouth onto the paper.
Now that is love.
I'm just saying. Love.
And it's just like, I asked the guy today, I said, is it really 6? He goes, yeah. He goes, 1 or 2 of them, there won't be a lot. But he goes, yeah, there are the other 4. And it's like, I'm like, they're how big? They're not small. It's like, oh my gosh. So now I'm like, uh-oh. So you guys need to pray for me. I need prayer just like everybody else needs prayer. I've never met a Christian yet that's like, I need no prayer. Everything is totally perfect. There's not one flaw going on. Like, okay, well, lying apparently is your first flaw. Start there. All right, here we go. Can our own sin be part of the reason why we have to have a shortage? Watch. You're going to be like, what? Just listen to what I'm saying. Can our own sin be one of the reasons why we have a shortage in life? Watch what this says. Judges chapter 7, verse 2. The Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give Midian into their hands, for Israel would become boastful, saying, my own power has delivered me. The Lord tells Gideon, there are too many people in the army that you have. Now, just think about what's being said here. Okay, you're talking about a military campaign. And typically in a military campaign, you would prefer to have as much as you can have. And the Lord tells Gideon, there's just too many of you. Because if you go through this and I give you this victory, you're not going to give me the acknowledgement for the victory. You're going to claim victory in your own power, in your own strength. You're going to walk in this self-boasting, self-reliant attitude, and that's going to create a big problem and a lot of sin. You just think about this. The Lord's like going, yeah. See, I'm not going to give that to you because of what you'll do with that and how great you think you are. And then you're going to have that attitude and you're going to have this pride and, you know, it's not going to be good. And you're going to be self-boasting and self-reliant, which sounds fantastic, but is not the plan. See, this is where you get these goofy, you know, people, you know, God helps those who help themselves. Okay, first of all, the plan of God has to do with salvation, which is based on the work of Jesus Christ, which is our requirement to receive by faith, which God gives by grace, which is fully the work of God. That ain't nothing you're doing. You're just going, yep, yep, that's it. So the idea that God helps those that help themselves is just dumb. I mean, it's just not true. Not only is it not a scripture, it's contrary to scripture. The second problem with that is how much pride can be produced in each one of us by doing the things that we do on our own. And I know, it's not that you don't put hard work in. It's not that you give it all you've got and you pour yourself into it and you make that commitment to it. But when we take pride, what we do is we neglect where we got the talent and the determination
and the chutzpah in the first place? We forget. In fact, there's a passage in Corinthians that says, what do you have that you did not receive? And because God gives us breath and talent and gifting and tenacity and an attitude of moving it forward and this ability and desire to create and to conquer and all these things, we have this notion that it's us. And God's like going, nope. Because that's pride. And pride is dangerous. You know, people go, pride goes before a fall. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Here's the bottom line. God don't like pride. In fact, in the Peter and in the James text that talk about pride, it talks about God fighting against those who have pride. I got so much stuff going on in life. The last thing I want to find out is that I'm fighting against God. That is the last. I'm fighting the traffic flow, which takes an hour, which consumes my existence. Can you imagine fighting against God? It's like, nope, that's a bad idea. And then actually, for the people that are humble, it says that God fights for them or on their behalf. And so if you do the best you can, get everything you got, pour everything into it, squeeze every ounce out of that orange, pretty much like Kobe Bryant said, but recognize that it is by the grace of God you can do that, then you're going in the right direction. And so sometimes our surplus can create sin because we boast about it like it's us. And outside of the pride, oh, watch this. You ready? I hope you're sitting down. Or if you're driving, don't take your eyes off the road. No praying with your eyes closed. Here we go. We can also be robbing God of the praise he deserves when we operate in a self-boasting and self-reliant spirit. Think of that. Think of that. Move it one step beyond the pride. Think of we're robbing God of the praise that he's due because we're self-boasting and self-reliant like we don't need him. And it's like, ooh. That sounds bad even when I say it. So you don't want to do that at all. You just want, nope, don't want to do that. Bad plan. What we want to do is we want to, you know, if the Lord has put us in a shortage, we want to be that much more dependent. And when we get to the victory, we want to be that much more appreciative. We want to be that much more full of praise and thanksgiving because then we'll know, hey, this was a partnership with God. He made up all the lack. He helped me get through all the stuff. I didn't come in, you know, out of nothing. I was brought through this by the Lord. And it's like, yes. And that gives God acknowledgement and praise and the honor that he's due. And we're stepping away from self. The only self we should be is selfless, not selfish. That's the whole point why we went into this. He must increase ministry. So more of him, less of us. Good idea. Why? Because when there's more of God, pretty much that's the answer. Well, what about more of God? Well, what about more of God? Well, what about more of God? That's the answer. Less of us, more of him, good plan. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Can I blow your mind? You know, I did this with you before, but on a different text. I love this text. You will love this text because you and I are sci-fi people. You'll love this. I mean, right. This is one of those, oh, goodness gracious, that's so good. 1 Samuel 23:10-12. 1 Samuel 23:10-12. Okay. 1 Samuel 23:10-12 says this. Then David said, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has heard for certain that Saul is seeking to come to destroy the city on my account. Will the men of Keilah surrender me into his hand? Will Saul come down just as your servant has heard? O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then David said, will the men surrender me and my men to the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will surrender you. I love this portion because people, we think in these boxes and we force God into our theology and say he must conform here, which is just insanity by itself. Here's a situation where David hears that Saul is coming down to try and get him. And he's asking, will the people of the city surrender me? I've helped them. I've defended them. I've given them some deliverance. Is Saul going to come in and change their mind and they're going to give me up? And the Lord says, yeah, that's going to happen. Now, if you read the rest of the passage in 1 Samuel 23, David leaves. So he is not surrendered to Saul by the men of the city. But what I want you to catch is this. God knew what the outcome was going to be if David stayed and what the outcome was going to be if David left. In other words, God knew the alternate universe or the alternate pathway that was taking place. We've talked about this before. It's one of those cool thoughts where we don't think of it in these terms. But remember, David says to God, hey, are they going to give me up? And the Lord's like, yeah, they're going to give you up. That's what's going to happen. So you need to make a decision and go a different direction so we can have a different outcome. And it's like God knew what the outcome was if they gave him up, and God knew what the outcome was if he left. God knew what it would be if he went left or right, if we went west, east, north, or south. God knew what the outcome was going to be no matter what, because God is omniscient. He knows all things, which means he knows every alternate route.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Please don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. You can also send me an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We do have a trivia question. We're going to skip our sponsor or our ministry partnership read for right now. Do one in the next segment. Here is our trivia question. Here's our trivia question. Now, this is going to require a little bit of discernment, a little bit of thought. Ready? Okay, ready? What is the fifth commandment of the Ten Commandments? What is the fifth commandment? 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. So somebody want to know why I do the trivia the way I do. I always want us to be thinking about the different things in Scripture throughout all of Scripture. I mean, the reason is because you and I know that His Word is truth. And the more we have of the truth, the more we process of the truth, the more we have the truth in us, the better off we're going to do specifically against our flesh, against the world, and against the father of lies. So the big key there is to know the truth. And, you know, when people say, well, you should know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And what they do is they quote that like they're in a courtroom so that if you say something that's true in a courtroom, that's what's going to set you free. Wrong. Incorrect. It doesn't say you shall know a truth. It says you shall know the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. Oh, well, there you go. Kind of sets that up. All right, 972-445-0770. If you're going to call in to the answer, the question was, what is the fifth commandment? The Ten Commandments, what's the fifth commandment? I cannot wait, though. I have to do this particular sound. We might interrupt while I'm doing the teaching, but I got to do the sound because it is time for Bible Baloney Beatdown.
Hello.
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 It's now time for David Spoon's Bible Baloney Beatdown. Bible Baloney Beatdown.
I'll knock your brains out of your head, Annie.
I can't believe I'm allowed to do that. I love that.
Anyhow, Bible Baloney Beatdown has to do with the kingdom of God. So there are people that go, well, you know, in Scripture, there's so many contradictions. Like, what about when Jesus said, if you're for me, then you're not against me. If you're against me, you're not for me. And they kind of mix it all up and so on and so forth. Let me just help out and just kind of set the record straight, keeping it simple. There are two. Now, watch what I'm going to show you. There are two. Okay. Watch. Somewhere between one and three. There are two. Okay, here you go. One more time. There are two kingdoms. I'm gonna blow your mind when I say this. There is the kingdom of God. Right? Everybody would agree. Okay, got it. Seek first the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God. And then there is any other attempted kingdom. There is the kingdom of God, and then there's any other attempted kingdom, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of men, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. There's the kingdom of God and all the other ones, okay? And they're all just wrapped up into one thing. There's the kingdom of God and the kingdoms that are not the kingdom of God. That's all we got. That's all it is. Luke chapter 9, verse 49 through 50, John responded, Master, we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we tried to stop him. Because he does not follow us. Verse 50, don't stop him, Jesus told him, because whoever is not against you is for you. Keeping this in context, the person is not opposed, this is very important, the person is not opposed, but for the kingdom of God. He's not neutral. He's a kingdom advancer. He's somebody that's advancing the kingdom, casting out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. And John is like, well, he's not one of us. Okay, that's a whole separate sermon, a whole separate issue, which I'm sure your pastor has taught on many times. And that is the last thing that you need are a whole bunch of more people just like you or just like me. We need people to be like Jesus. And they don't need to follow us exactly. They need to follow Jesus. And I don't want to reproduce 1,000 me's. I want people reproducing being Jesus. Because I'm not going to do anything, but people who are more like Jesus, they make a difference. And in context, this person was advancing the kingdom by driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ. He's a kingdom advancer. So what Jesus said, whoever is not against you is for you. That's what he's talking about. They're a kingdom advancer. It's all good. Now watch this in Luke chapter 11, verse 20 through 23. If I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his estate, his possessions are secure. But when one stronger than he attacks and overpowers, he takes from him all his weapons, the armor and the weapons of the foot soldier that he trusted in, and he divides up his plunder. Anyone who is not with me is against me. And anyone who does not gather with me scatters. And you're thinking, but what about the other verse? Watch. Keeping it in context, this person is not for the kingdom of God. This person is neutral, not a kingdom advancer, not a person that's trying to advance the kingdom of God. And when you are not a kingdom advancer, then you are supporting the other kingdoms. You are either in, for, with, through and by the kingdom of God or all the other kingdoms. There is no neutral. There is no, well, I'm going to sit this one out. There is no sitting it out with God. You're either helping advance his kingdom or helping another kingdom advance. One of the two. So the guy that was casting out evil spirits in the name of Jesus Christ, he's advancing the kingdom of God. But the person who's not for Jesus is trying to be neutral and do nothing, that person's not advancing the kingdom of God. And that person who's not advancing the kingdom of God is therefore against the kingdom of God because there is no neutral. And you're thinking, well, no, there's got to be a neutral. Never heard the joke about the mugwump, huh? Never heard about the soldier that, you know, it was Confederate soldier and then a Union soldier had gray on the top and dark blue on the bottom. What'd they do? Shoot at them from both sides. That's what they did. In other words, there is none of that. That doesn't exist. You're either with Jesus in the advancement of his kingdom or you're not. And if you're not, then he considers that against. And you think, well, whoa, that is just rude. Tell it to Jesus. Tell him he's rude. Go ahead. Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God. Not, hey, you know, in your life, you got all these things going on. You got to take care of work. I get it. You got to do this. You got to do this. You got to pay this bill and do this and raise your kids. Do this. And somewhere in there, do me a favor. And every once in a while, kick it around and think about me and the kingdom. And that doesn't exist. That's not a reality check. The reality check is that you are either for the kingdom of God or opposed to the kingdom of God. And if you try to be neutral, you're opposed. And God's it's like, there's no room there. It's like, well, no. I can, you know, not vote for either kingdom. Well, let me get this straight. You're not voting for the kingdom of God. Therefore, you're also trying to be a supporter of the kingdom of darkness. How's that work? That doesn't work. And in lieu of that, you know, I had a discussion with my son. We were talking about preparation and being ready, because you never know when the Lord – you don't know when that trumpet's going to blow for you. You don't know at that moment where God's going to go, ding dong, time's up. And I said, you always got to be ready. He said, well, you can't always be ready. It's like, no, you always got to be ready. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, be ready. Always be ready, for you do not know the day that the Lord will come. And that's not just from an eschatological point of view for life. That's for you individually. You got to be ready and watchful and aware, because this is kingdom stuff. And there's a kingdom being built to glorify God, and there's all the opposing kingdoms. And it's a pretty straightforward question. Which kingdom are you trying to support? That's the question. And if you say, well, I'm not supporting any kingdom, then you are opposed to the kingdom of God. Because you're either helping advance his kingdom or you're in opposition. And that's where Jesus split the line. And you think, well, that doesn't seem fair. We have a great word around this show that we like to use every once in a while, but with tons of love. Tough. It's like, it's not whether you think it's fair or not. You know, well, I don't think God, a God of love, would do it this way or this way. Too bad what you think. You're not God. That's not up to you. Well, that's just what the Bible says. So let me get this straight. So you believe that God can create the universe, but he can't write a book? Boy, that argument's going to get lost every single time. So my whole point in bringing this up is it's not a contradiction at all. You're either for in Luke 9, 49 and 50. You're either for the kingdom, advancing the kingdom, driving out demons in the name of Jesus Christ, trying to make declaration for the truth of God, or you're against the kingdom, whether you are verbally, physically against it, or whether you are verbally and physically doing nothing. There is no neutral. You're either a kingdom advancer or you're against the kingdom. And what's really hard, are you ready for your noodle to get baked here? Is the decisions that we make advance kingdoms. Do we consider our decisions before we make these decisions? Do we consider what kingdom we're impacting? Wow. Isn't that tough? That's tough. Okay, we got 1 minute left. I know we got somebody calling in. Are you going to try and take the call? We're going to try and pull it off? We're going to try and pull it off. We think this person's going to try and make the call on the trivia question, or they're going to just tell me I lost my mind. Either way. Ready? Okay. Okay, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Yeah, this is Jerry. David.
Ah, hey, Jerry, what's going on, brother?
I'm doing fine. I know you're short on time.
All right, my brother. Did you have an answer for the fifth commandment?
Yeah, I did. Honor your father and mother, that your days on the earth may be long.
That is correct, sir. And that is it. That's that first command that has that caveat. It's got a promise to it. It's got a blessing with it. It's like, honor your father and mother. You can live a long time. It's like, ooh, that's good right there. Excellent job.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Wait.
Good talk to you.
All right. Good talking to you too, brother. See, this is Jerry. He knows the show. Good job, my friend. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait. there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been, organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, you know, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip. And in fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David... Alone. I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone. The question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Shout out to Jerry for doing that, answering that trivia, knowing that our time was tight and knowing how the show goes. He comes in, he answers, he goes, okay, go, bye.
I love our people. They're so cool.
If you want to call the show, you're always welcome to 972-445-0770. I did get a little strained in the voice because I get excited about the kingdom stuff. I get like really like website. HeMustIncrease.org has videos, has audios, has little teachings, little different things on there. You're always welcome to go there and check it out. We hope you do. Let's give a shout out for Clint and Mr. Restore.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're on-site emergency response within 60 minutes, family-owned and operated, and thousands of happy customers. That's all you got. That's it. That's what you got to know. Mr. Restore.com. Their phone number 877-631-7576. Mention that you heard it on the David Spoon Experience, and Clint will be appreciative about that. All right. I've got what I consider to be one of the hardest teachings. I don't know. It's a teaching, but it's kind of an encouragement. It's one of the hardest to communicate. So I will do my best, and if I fail, you can forgive me, and if you don't forgive me, you're in trouble with God, and you have to deal with it on your own. This particular element, I'm only doing a very short portion of it Typically, I would do a whole hour on this, but this is coming out of Ecclesiastes chapter 6, verses 2 and 3, and it says this. God gives a man wealth, possessions, and honor so that he lacks nothing his heart desires. But God does not enable him to enjoy them, and a stranger enjoys them instead. This is meaningless, a grievous evil. A man may have 100 children and live many years, no matter how long he lives, if he cannot enjoy his prosperity and does not receive proper burial, I say that a stillborn child is better off than he. This is, Ecclesiastes is just one of those incredible in-your-face books, I think, that, some people are like, well, he was in a really bad state when he wrote, when Solomon wrote Ecclesiastes, believe that Solomon wrote it. And it's like, I don't care. God put it in the book. And there's a reason that God put it in the book. This is in Ecclesiastes where Solomon says, a live dog is better than a dead lion. I mean, he just kind of lays it out, perfume that has a fly in it stinks kind of thing. It's like, a jewel in a pig's snot. I mean, there's a pig's nose. Just all these things he says are just all like, wow. In this one, I think he goes to the highest level and says something that a lot of people miss, and I think that I miss this, and so I'm telling you, there's many times I miss this, and I would not be surprised if many of you miss this as well. And that is that the Lord may bless you and I in wealth, possessions, and honor, in different things. But if God does not hit the enable button, you can't enjoy them. It doesn't matter. And another in that same text, in that same context, he's like, if you have 100 children and you live many years, no matter how long you're there, if you can't enjoy your prosperity, if you can't enjoy your family, if you can't enjoy all of this stuff, it don't matter. And what happens, and I believe this is really pertinent for today's society, is we acquire things. In our society, a poor person only has one large screen TV and 3 or 4 cell phones and a computer and a laptop and this. And in our society, we're so wealthy that we don't realize that sometimes when we're talking about poor people, not in every case, but in many cases, you're talking about people that have less electronics. That's not every case. But it is true that we can say, oh, you only have one TV? Wow. That's how spoiled we are. And even those that have these things, and I'm not talking about the poor, I'm talking about everybody in general, you can have a ton of, you can have 10 TVs. You can have all the best electronic equipment, all the best things in the world. If you have not gotten the favorable push of the button from God, you won't enjoy them. You can acquire all the stuff there is to acquire, and if God doesn't push that enable button, you'll just have acquired stuff. You can have a ton of kids and a ton of grandkids and a ton of great grandkids, and if you are not able to enjoy them, it doesn't matter. Because enjoyment in this life is a gift. And people will say, well, if you love what you do and do what you love, it's like you never worked a day in your life. I've been doing this is like my 1500th show. And guess what? It's still a lot of work. I don't care what anybody says. It's not that it's a lot of work. There's a lot of stuff to it. But the Lord blesses me by letting me enjoy it while I do it and afterwards and before. I just appreciate that. But that's because God pushes a button and lets me enjoy it. Because that level of enjoyment in life, that is a gift from God. If God does not hit the enable button, there is no way for a person to access the happy place.
Oh, I just want to go to my happy place.
Well, you're not going to go if God's not pushing the button. And just because people have possessions, items, or titles doesn't make it true. People can have titles all day long, doesn't mean a thing. people can have definitions in their titles. Watch, I'm going to get in a lot of trouble for this. But it's just true. It's like there's a whole LGBTQT. I can't even remember all the numbers. And they call themselves the gay community. Guess what? They're not happy. It's like, you can't get mad at me. The origin of the word has to do with being happy. And they're not. And here's the bottom line. Unless God grants the gift and it hits the enable button, it doesn't matter what you come up with. You can have all the possessions, you can have all the knowledge, you can have all the things that you think are important. And if God doesn't say, bingo, enjoy it. There is no bingo, you don't enjoy it. And that's when your life seems like you're just existing to pay and to do and to exist, to pay the next bill and to pay the next bill. And you think, that's how life is supposed to be. Wrong. God has a blessing of enjoying life. Jesus says, I have come to give life and life more abundant. There's an enjoyment in life. It just comes from God. Why would it come from God? I don't know. Maybe it's because he's the creator of life. And therefore, the creator of life is able to give creation the level to enjoy their existence. I mean, maybe there's a connection there. I don't know. Call me nutty. But it just seems to me like if we can catch that, then you take what you have, and if you're not getting that enable, but if that button's not being there, you bring it before the Lord, you surrender it to the Lord, and you say, Lord, enable me and help me to do the things I need to do with you, through you, by you, in order to enjoy that which you've granted. I think that that's an earnest and honest prayer and one that gets answered. Because God responds to the people that call out to him. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Guess what? That's you and that's me, both initially for salvation and all of life. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.